Also the chair she says, will be your rabbi Dano Lahuga Sabosa. He wrote for Dan and the little coach in China. Lodi Zachary Sporg. The problem comes down to the world. In times, picks out Lukot Shoshan, his most precious belongings. Also it says, Yivrael Kimus of Odom with Salmo. Rashi says, they are very interesting Rashi. Salmo is not his image with a capital H. It's his image with a small H. Salmo, that's my youth. Baruch Hu creates every one of us with different kishayos, with different abilities. And we take those and we shape ourselves, we form ourselves. Some of the things he gives us are good. Some of the things he gives us are bad. He expects us to take the good and develop it, and take the bad and to overcome it. He gives every one of us opportunities. Opportunities for growth and opportunities to falter. Very easy to say. After all, Tversky was born into a family, unbelievably yes. Just he's going on automatic pipe. That's not the way the world goes. Yes, he had the ability, unique ability, to grow up as a hamshich on one side, and the Gedolei Tamidei Chachamim on the other side of Rabbi Chassidus. And the unique connection with his grandfather. His grandfather saw in him tremendous unique qualities. His grandfather saw something else in him. The ability to take it on and create the personality that he himself created. People aren't born shiny. People create shiny. Gives every one of us opportunities. Some people take those opportunities. Some people don't take those opportunities. He gave me tremendous opportunities. But I can list another 10 people who gave me the same opportunities. He gave me t-shirts. Give just a lot of other people. They gave him the same. Probably one of the few people in this world who saw him overcome those issues. So I'm going to say nothing to say. And when young people tell me, I have this problem, that problem, I have problems. Son of Tursk. Problems I believe in what you are. But is it the Taharas HaNefesh? Means Ramak the answer to the Shemit of Yehovah. What's called Holach Yosha. Mokraso. We say every day, Hashem gave us the neshama to her. He gave us other things to her. Our goal in life, as the Rambam says that, is to maintain that tahara that we were born with. To go through life, Torah, my old Savoro, all Cheshbonos and Rabbim, and everyone to his turns and twists and turns. To go straight. What is Tversky's legacy in more than everything else? Yes, human terror from the beginning to the end. Remember 22 years ago, when he came as Rebbe, Terry's version, I knew him well. And he met Mashkiach the first time. And Mashkiach came to him shaking his head. And Tversky had just gone through getting 20 times and he would all go back. But he didn't understand. He didn't have a mahalach in his rashi. It's not. He had one goal. That sent the Haris on that. Some people make a big thing about themselves. They're not serving the emotion, they're serving the ego, they're serving everything. And his brother-in-law, Rabbi Tursky, in the Heskel, said that when he became a chassan in his shver, Robert Byrne, came up to Boston. Rick is a friend of Rafa, said, I'm not going to tell you he's a big Kamachav, I'm not going to tell you this. Said, when the Baruch Shalom worship and misunderstood worship of Bain, he said, Lokhainava worship, so basic nana. Moshe had a different word. Moshe is an Eberash. What is an Eberash? Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. The Torah is a very simple aspect. A Yom Moshe, Moshe Eberash. An Eber to Akash Bola. An Eber has only one concern, his other. He's totally subservient to whatever his other wants. For some people, to talk about all our avodim to different things. Jews are supposed to strive to be an Eberash. Very few people achieve that goal. Being in the Eberash. If one can describe towards people, let's meet us. That is Shulchan Aruch with them, not only people, not like many people. Many people have a Shulchan Aruch, well, every conceivable form in the world about what they eat, what they wear. He also had it. And of course, he was a master of that. Perhaps a master of that. You know, every conceivable sheet about everything he ate was that thing. Kala Kabachamuru beyond anyone could dream of. People only saw a small amount of it. He had a Shulchan Aruch and a Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Ereshu Chanarach means things. Is you allowed to say? Is you allowed to say? And just like no matter what you need, you can get anything to eat. Something into his mouth, something that didn't fit into his Shulchan Aruch. You can get something out of his mouth that didn't fit into the Shulchan Aruch. He's types. And Shigifis and Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always looking for people to learn from, for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pick up for Elul, but in Manchester, in Meshamish, in Segal, in Manchester Tzadok, Rabbi Kubus is learned from him. Because he thought he could learn Darchei Avodah. And Elul's the time when he has to prepare himself for Yom Kippur. And perfect himself in Darchei Avodah and leave his family. Because in Elul, he had to perfect his Darchei Avodah. Afterwards, became a Talmud Mufik, a Weintraub in Kabbalah. Weintraub felt him that if Tursky was a Talmud Mufik, he described him as his pilots in terms of the Buddha's of the world. The Arab pilots, it's Arabic. Yogi Yara Bagana, Baruka Sabosan, Virus Bagan, Virus of Shoshan. Baruch Hu takes from us. Heaven. Yishvogit Bornstein talked about our final condition. They wrote this Pesadik. And they took shot. Our final condition is the both two. One is the kapara for the door. The other reason we won't see the raw is about to fall from the eye. Sometimes Yishbor takes away the people who make it in the door. It's well known that before the Nazis, the Marshals invaded Lithuania, both Yishbor and Baron and Shimon and Iftar, and everyone felt, okay, now the Nazis can come in. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the two tzaddikim, Rabbi Tzitoru, who protected the door. The others who should see the raw that's about to fall. Yerachayim HaKadosh says those are not two alternatives. Yerachayim HaKadosh says that for Mises Tzaddikim, one is supposed to learn Madrigis, what was. And for Mises Tzaddikim, one has to learn to correct one's ways and change oneself. And if that happens, it's a kapara for the door. If that doesn't happen, then it is a prelude to disaster for the door. We live in a world fake. Living world of celebrities. Shame. Who's important? Who PR says is important? One of the reasons I threw out all of the correspondence from the Levi, and they all went in. I represent AP, America, I represent this, I represent that. Because the Leviathan man, his life was endless. People who represent the Shekhar had no place. Zemes was Avodas Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zemes, everything he did, was somehow Zemes. Now, what does it mean for Talmidim? What does it mean for Talmidim who had an opportunity to learn from another God, his Torah, his Midas, his Avodas? Some took that opportunity and built themselves up into many of Talmidim of the Gedolei Hador. And some didn't think that. And something they'll have to live with for the rest of their lives. That opportunity went to it. Was yesterday we had an opportunity to hear a shiur from one of the outstanding Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. The day before yesterday. But my nose hurt, my toe was itching. Something, whatever another should be not. Yeah. And you didn't take those opportunities. So now's the time to take that opportunity. So look at yourself. Says, well, what should, how I should change my life? This is a man who's an example to everybody. Sincere and honest devotees of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's an image for you to fashion yourself in. recognize the fact that you are such a man. MS is a very rare commodity. And the Mishnah, again the Sota, says, because of the Mishnah, MS and Ederas. MS is gone. It's very hard to find it. But anyone and everyone in this room had the opportunity to see a man whose entire life was about Kosher. Yes. I mentioned my husband. He and I grew up in Boston. Yes. Our little small family that we were in, we had certain things. But we were surrounded by the world of every alternative out there. Every alternative opportunity. And it takes a very unique person to see through the sheker in the whole world that surrounds him and say, no, it's only time. It's only time. You're exposed from a very early age to every conceivable sheker the world has to offer. And to see through it. Say, but Torah is endless. Now do it again. That's an unbelievable. No Shabbat Tahir can feel endless. Can see it out. Not to be distracted by anything else. And maintain that Bakosha Sa'emis through his entire life at Yom HaMach. That is something that even if you didn't manage to see B'chayav, realize it also. Realize that it's possible for a person to be exposed to every side of the world beyond anything you can dream of and say, no, I don't care. Yemis is MS. MS shows you where MS. It's a Rambam says. Do the MS because it is MS. Only in the shadow of the man's MS. That's something that you can take away. We live in times of such fake and shame. And I'd like to mention the tragedy of Terry's version, of course, I know of Terry. It was another one of the Persians today who was also deeply connected to Terence Persia. Of Kalman Levine, Shem Yidam Dombo Zechat Zadik Kodesh Levoch. Of Kalman Levine, was one of the first Talmidim in Shiva Terence Persia. Learned here from 1982, the first year of the yeshiva through 1986. So Tom and my yeshiva in Los Angeles, when I began the yeshiva here, he came. Those of you who were fine shiva, there was some paper. Tom and me was his chavrusa for over 20 years. He began learning here for 4 years. My town of Hemani is 5 Los Angeles before. Very close Kesher. Story I often tell him, Whisker Ruff was once in Kippur to Mincha Nila. Someone came in, Rabbi Bloody came, I think it was getting the boss who came in to see him. And said, you know, the Rishayim are destroying the country. He said, no, you are. That's what do you mean? He said, just read Mafti Yoyin. Mafti Yoyin is a ship full of the Eberazah. And there's one Elohimit there who's not doing 100% what he's supposed to do. And he's doing it for good reason, they had a terrorist. And the ship is about to capsize. Why? Because of all the Eberazah. And they're all screaming out to their Eberazah. There's one Elohimit, he's sleeping. Because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. If our tzibur suffers, that's what we're going to see. And that tzibur chum, and the tzibur of terrorist mission, we have to look at ourselves. It's a deep, deep fight in our nefesh. Every group of people is its own tzibur. Very difficult day. And as a difficult day, we have to take away from it something. What does it mean to do something with Zecher Nishmas? So science the world when Mishnayos, that's the easy thing to do with Zecher Nishmas. I quoted before from the Rechaim HaKodesh. Do something Zeichen Neshmoso really is to use that person's example to change your life and make it really close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest thing you can do with Zeichen Neshmoso. What degree is his life an impact on him? What degree is he an example to me as an MS to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Taras and change one's life using that as an image, as an inspiration. That's a real Zecher Nishmas. It's a real Nishmas. Shnayos is good, Shnayos is fine. But the Rebbe who wants us to use his life, his tragic death, that we should learn from it, change our lives and to aspire to those madrigas that he showed us. That's what we're supposed to do. Is Hasmod learning? You have to learn from him. Is Dibdik the mitzvahs? We have to learn from him. Is sincere Avodah Shakadosh Baruch Hu? But more than anything else, it's Taras and Nefesh and Midas and Nefesh. There's a Chad there. It's Hashem. Every one of us will take away from our contact with Rav Tversky and inspiration. Because it says, Haftarim, Parshat Balei Svartos, Haftarim. Shabbos Chanukah. that when the Malach was speaking to Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Mata Rea, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol was the first, it was Kohen Gadol of the building and the second place of Nigel. And Yeshua Kohen Gadol, unfortunately, when they were coming back from Babylon, had children who married going. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Nasati l'chol ma'ha'ina tatod in his base. If you will inspire Klal Yisrael and you will do your job and uplift the matrikas of Klal Yisrael, Nasati b'chol mahalchim ben ha'om d'mayim, you will be mahalch ben ha'om d'mayim." And then the guy asks the question, what does that mean? A human being is never hermit. A human being either goes forward or he goes backwards. He doesn't stay still. Stay static. And one man explains. The person actually dies but does not have the opportunity to grow anymore. Mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim are only possible in this world on planet Earth. The next world, no mitzvahs and no ma'asim tovim. Says, it is one way there is. A person is judged and grows in the next world based on the hashpot he left out in this world. And if a person's hashpah continues after he dies, and his mazal is kingdom, he needs to summarize and tell him to change and uplift himself on a very psychotic problem. Then because of that, he's a mahalach, and other people are angry. What did the malach tell Yehoshua Kohen Gadol after he departs his babos? Imato told him, Fatishmo, you're the Kohen Gadol, in the second place of Mikdash. If you are going to uplift Klal Yisrael and inspire Klal Yisrael, and because of you there, all of their avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be uplifted for many, 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 many years, then you will be able to be mahalach ben ha'olam. Because your impact will keep going down into planet Earth. People keep doing mitzvahs and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of that is going to change your madrigal upstairs. You'll be mahalach b'chol. For those of you for whom Rav Tversky impacted your life, that enables him to be mahalach b'chol. But the more you use that inspiration, the more you use that example as a way a human being has to be, and a Jew has to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also make him a house. That's our conflict. In the world of Shekin, know that endless is possible. In a world of corruption, know that Taras and Nash is possible. In a world of Nisyanis, to know, yes, whatever Nisyan you have, get many more. I know them all. You are the Nisyanis of anyone in this world. And still, he created himself to be what he became. That's something we have to internalize very, very, very deeply. It's a very difficult day. It's a difficult day for all of us. But for someone who I saw grow and withdraw from the saints and achieve godliness, seeing cut off the prime of his life, so much more Torah to learn, so many more Talmidim to be minded, so much more of it is HaKadosh Baruch. Though the Yorah Lagana of Abu Ghazaboser, the Rose of Lagana, the Rose of Lagana.